All right, breaking news. The President of the United States is currently calling for the death and hanging of multiple Democratic lawmakers on Truth Social. Trump has spent his entire presidency posting AI videos of Obama getting arrested, which is incredibly inflammatory for the president to do. He's posted videos and pictures of Chicago being invaded by the Department of War while saying he wants to arrest Governor J.B. Pritzker. Donald Trump is somebody who wants to violate the Constitution and upend our rule of law. And when multiple Democratic senators come out with a little bit of moral clarity by saying, hey, you must refuse illegal orders, which is, by the way, the most American statement ever. You don't swear an oath to a president or a king or a dictator or some institution. You swear an oath to the Constitution of the United States. And if you are given illegal orders, you must refuse those illegal orders. I'll play this video for you in just 1 second that was spearheaded by Senator Alyssa Slotkin and Mark Kelly. It's a really, really good video that I think we should all watch because it's really pissing Trump off. But first, let's go through the dozens of posts that he sent just this morning. And when I say dozens, I mean dozens of posts sent by Donald Trump about this video right here. What does it say that the president is so scared that soldiers may refuse to obey unlawful orders? The only reason you'd be scared of that is if you plan on giving out unlawful orders. So Donald Trump tweeted out 1 hour ago, seditious behavior, punishable by death. He is calling for the death of these Democratic lawmakers. In one of the tweets later on, you'll see that he talks about hanging them. Even one of the tweets that he reposts undermines his own argument, but he didn't realize that this was going against him because he was just reposting everything he saw. So he posted 2 hours ago. This is really bad and dangerous to our country. Their words cannot be allowed to stand. Seditious behavior from traitors. Lock them up, President DJT. Remember, Donald Trump is the one who tried to stop the peaceful transfer of power because he claimed the election was rigged before it even happened in 2020. He then tried to quite literally shred the Constitution by stealing the election and then said in 2022, we should terminate the Constitution. So the inversing of reality going on here where the president is saying, this is the president of the United States saying that Democratic senators could die, could be hung because of their seditious behavior. Yet he is gaslighting about his own seditious behavior. Now, Donald Trump reposted a bunch of his fans. So when you see this at the top, it says Donald J. Trump retruthed. That means he sees a post that he likes and he reposts it to boost it. He's essentially endorsing it. He says, get these people out of office. They aren't doing their jobs. They are looking for ways to be rebels and take others with them. They need to go. Really? Someone says, insurrection, treason. Another one says, sedition. Another one says, indict all of them. Now, here's the post. I'm pretty sure this post is coming from a liberal because this person points out, quote, unlawful is the key word, folks. Unlawful. So what this person is pointing out is, hey, maybe we shouldn't all be freaking out because the Democratic senators are simply saying you have to disobey unlawful orders. Let's watch the original video so we all know what we're talking about. But I just want to remind you guys of a few things. When you take an oath, it says, quote, I, blank, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. You are not swearing an oath to a president or to a king, as Mark Milley says. You are not swearing an oath to Donald Trump. It is to the Constitution. The Uniform Code of Military Justice, the UCMJ, for anybody in here who served, first of all, thank you for your service, but you'll also know that one of the key rules is that you obey lawful orders. You must obey lawful orders. In the same vein, you must disobey unlawful orders. Let's just listen to what the senators and representatives had to say in this video.
I'm Senator Alyssa Slotkin.
Senator Mark Kelly.
Representative Chris DeLuzio.
Congresswoman Maggie Goodlander.
Representative Chrissy Houlihan.
Congressman Jason Crow.
I was a captain in the United States Navy.
Former CIA officer.
Former Navy.
Former paratrooper and Army Ranger.
Former intelligence officer.
Former Air Force.
We want to speak directly to members of the military
and the intelligence community
who take risks each day
to keep Americans safe.
We know you are under enormous stress and pressure right now.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution.
Right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad,
but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
you can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law or our Constitution.
We know this is hard and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
I'm sorry to pause it, but the only way you would ever get mad at this video is if you plan to give out unlawful orders. If you are the person that they're talking about who wants to give out illegal orders, of course you're going to get mad and call for their death. They're undermining your fascistic plot to have military control and supreme authority over the military when Donald Trump does not have that authority. Sorry, let's continue.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
We need you to stand up for our laws,
our Constitution,
and who we are as Americans. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the ship.
What Donald Trump is doing is a breakdown of the United States Constitution and rule of law at the most fundamental level. He is trying to convince military members, or at the very least, he is trying to muddy the waters so military members don't know if they are supposed to obey or disobey a command that is incredibly, incredibly unlawful. Remember just a few weeks back when Donald Trump was speaking in front of the Navy and he called Democrats gnats that need to be taken care of and he was like swatting around. This video right here lays the groundwork for what Trump wants to do with the Navy or the military.
But we have to take care of this little gnat that's on our shoulder called the Democrats. They want to give all of our money to illegal aliens that pour into the country. And you know, I have a bigger heart than they do, but the problem is when you do that, they come in by the millions. Everybody wants that, so you can't do it.
You're not supposed to be giving inherently political speeches where you rile up the military against half of the country, against Democrats. Is he talking about Democrats in power, Democratic voters? It doesn't matter. He's trying to pit the military against the Democrats. So now you can see why he gets so ass mad when certain Democratic senators say, hey, listen, you're not supposed to obey orders if they are illegal. You swear an oath to the Constitution. Let's go through Donald Trump's reposts more. Unlawful is the key word, so somebody is actually debunking him. Here's where it gets crazy. Donald Trump reposted someone who said, hang them, George Washington would. No, he would. What is this here? He reposted someone that said, traitors. These Democrat veterans took the same oath I did to defend this country from domestic enemies. It's a lifetime commitment. What should they do? What should the American people do when the domestic enemy is them? What is a schizo post right here? Al-Qaeda is a foreign enemy who declared war on this nation on 9/11. They've never been sued for peace. So when Obama was giving aid to Al-Qaeda in Benghazi and the veteran Democrat Congress members were part of that cover-up, it's no wonder why they are now asking members to commit treason on one in the schizophrenic schizo post. Nobody's asking people to commit treason. It's the exact opposite. Do you guys see the inversing of reality that's happening here? This says, the Dems are getting closer and closer to being on their way out. What the hell does this mean? And why is the name Enigma 48? Enigma 48, are we just all pro, are they just like pro-pedophilia now? They're like, yeah, I like the word enigma. Jeffrey Epstein used it. Yeah, Trump used it. Someone says, if they don't follow orders, they should be fired. Okay, so they should be fired or should they be hung, like the post up here says? Hang them. George Washington would. And by the way, if there's any doubt in your mind what they're talking about here, it says Democratic veterans in Congress urge service members to refuse unspecified unlawful orders. They're talking about hanging these Democratic lawmakers. Let's continue. Trump says, if they don't follow orders, they should be fired. They can be brought to justice under the UCMJ. The UCMJ disagrees with what Trump is saying. The UCMJ very, very clearly... they are citing the UCMJ. You must refuse unlawful orders. That comes straight.
That's a difficult.
Sorry, that comes straight from the Uniform Code of Military Justice. So, at the beginning of this video, when I said Trump was sending out dozens of posts and reposts, I wasn't exaggerating. I just scrolled through all of those, and now we're only to what he said 2 hours ago. He said, it's called seditious behavior at the highest level. Each one of these traitors to our country should be arrested and put on trial. Their words cannot be allowed to stand. I'm going to repeat it. The only way, the only reason you should be bothered by people telling you to not follow unlawful orders as if you are the person planning on handing out those unlawful orders. I like how Trump's entire thing is like, no, we're not fascists, we want to follow the law. And then the next post from 11 hours ago, which I'm assuming was late last night, if it was 11 hours ago, he said, why does ABC fake news keep Jimmy Kimmel, a man with no talent and very poor television ratings, on the air? So he's been asking his FCC commissioner, Brendan Carr, to pull down Jimmy Kimmel or Seth Meyers or Stephen Colbert or people that he disagrees with, right? So in one breath, he's going to say, yeah, I'm giving orders to the people around me to eradicate the enemy on television and to even quote unquote hang them as George Washington would. But then in the same breath, he'll say, there's no reason for anybody to be worried about any sort of unlawful orders when Representative Crow, Jason Crow, who was in the video, when he was debating with Martha McCallum on Fox News yesterday, I'm not going to lie, he rolled through her. She asks, are there any specific examples you have of Trump giving out orders like this? And by the way, even if there were no examples of this in the past, which there are, I'll show you in just one second, but even if there were no examples in the past, what Donald Trump is posting today is a great example of why people need moral clarity on who to follow. The president is saying, hang them, George Washington would. This is exactly why Senator Alyssa Slotkin, Mark Kelly, Crow, they made this video because Trump is handing out orders like, hang them, George Washington would. He told Mark Esper during his first term that he would shoot protesters in the leg if he could. Take a listen to Representative Jason Crow.
What is a lawful versus a unlawful order?
What law are you talking about that's being broken? And then you said that he's implying that he might do something that they wouldn't want to uphold or follow through with in the future. What are you talking about specifically?
Yeah, I appreciate you asking. Well, number one, the protests at Lafayette Square in the first Trump administration where he said, can't you just shoot them? Can't you just shoot them in the legs or something? That's his direct quote. And of course, the then chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
That was not a military order. That was a comment.
When that's coming from the President of the United States to your generals, don't you think that's a request?
It was just a comment coming from the president to the generals about a military action. What is this Martha McCallum argument?
Asking specifically
about. Yeah, number two, he's also threatened to send the military into Chicago and other cities to, quote, go to war with those cities. Right? That is a very, very disturbing thing. Number three, he's also alluded to sending troops to polling stations, which is actually a violation of U.S. law. U.S. criminal law prohibits troops from going to polling stations. And he's alluded to that. So those are just one of many examples.
You're talking about allusions. You're not talking about actual policy.
Dude, we're talking about Trump's actual words. I hate this. They always say, you know, Trump never said that. And if he did say it, it's just an illusion. And if it's not an illusion, then he didn't actually mean it. And if he meant it, he was joking. And if he wasn't joking, then you guys are just being crazy. You know, like there's always some sort of defense they have for the most insane remarks Donald Trump makes. I think Senator Alyssa Slotkin and the other people in that video are not only totally vindicated, but they are doubly vindicated after the way that Donald Trump has been reacting today. His reaction was like, you know what? I'm going to give out unlawful orders. I'm gonna start handing out orders soon to have these people arrested or hanged. And then he's really gonna test whether or not people will follow unlawful orders. I just want to end this off by saying Donald Trump is by definition trying to turn the military against US citizenry. When the military, whose job is to fight foreign actors, when the military whose job is to uphold domestic law and even fight domestic actors if they are not upholding the law, when they are then turned into a police force, like we saw in Chicago, where the National Guard was legitimately turned into a police force, then that is using the military against the U.S. citizenry. Now, in Chicago, it got out of control. I live and work in Chicago. I'm in New York right now. But in Chicago, it got out of control. Thankfully, it didn't get to a point where people were being shot, like Trump floated during his first term. But that is a great example of the military being under the thumb of the president, even when it's illegal. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos that we make and the moral clarity that we bring, make sure you drop a like. Subscribe. I love you all. Peace out.